situations, complications, very ill-timed situations, relations.
Oh, how they bring us close to tears.
It's one of Jane Austen's most endearing and popular novels. Emma is the story of a self-proclaimed matchmaker who meets her match. It started as a book, which led to plays, TV miniseries, and a number of movies. Now Santa Barbara's Ensemble Theater Company is staging the romantic comedy as a musical.
When I first heard about it, I actually got really excited because I knew of Paul Gordon's music. He had done a musical Sense and Sensibility a few years ago, and I had seen a production of that and thought it was beautiful. And I also love Jane Austen anything. So I was thrilled. I thought, this is a great idea. And then once I heard the music and read the script, I realized, oh, it's just wonderful. It's so charming. I think audiences are going to love it.
Samantha Eggers plays Emma Woodhouse.
The great thing, though, is that since this is an adaptation of Jane Austen's work, the material is already there for us. So it makes our job so much easier. So the bar is set high. People love Emma, but we already have Jane Austen's words, and the music of Paul Gordon is so beautiful. I think it just takes the really intense moments in the plot, and it just lifts them to a new level. And I think audiences are going to be really surprised by how that changes their experience of the story.
Kevin Early co-stars as George Knightley. Well, most people know him as Mr. Knightley.
What I love about musicals and what I love about this particular musical is that there are moments that you don't necessarily have to manufacture emotion, or you don't have to figure that out. Somebody's actually figured that out for you. Like, this is your moment to reveal your inner monologue, where a lot of plays don't necessarily have that. It's almost a stepping out moment where you're either talking to yourself or sort of talking to the audience. In this particular production, and very much like the book, Emma gets to directly talk to the viewer. In the book, they talk to the reader.
Relations,
but best to love them from afar.
Director Andy Barnicle talks about the challenge and the opportunity of doing the classic story as a musical.
You're dealing with different medium. You've got a novel, and the novel has been turned into a play, and then the play has been turned into a musical, so you're going up a ladder of abstract modes. And I think that what Paul Gordon's done is created music that really suits the novel very well. It seems like it's of the period, even though it's got a pop sound to it, a contemporary pop sound to it. There's underplaying underneath a lot of the dialogue, as in a movie. There's a lot of just very romantic music going on underneath dialogue. So it's almost as if the music never stops.
Ensemble Theater Company artistic director Jonathan Fox talks about why they wanted to bring this version of Emma to Santa Barbara.
It is not trying to be the movie. There have been several adaptations, and one film is coming out soon. So this musical version is an interesting take on it. I find that the lyrics are very good in terms of capturing Jane Austen's wit and charm.
She is pure perfection.
Jane Austen's Emma opens Thursday night at Santa Barbara's New Vic Theater. The Ensemble Theater Company production runs through February 23rd. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.